Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist,
Hi,
please?
Jenny. I'm not sure how you're going to do this. My zip code is 62256.
I'm so sorry. 62256?
Yeah. My card was compromised, my debit card, and this is fraud on my card, and they asked me to call you guys to let you know so you can cancel anything under my name.
All right. So 62256 is pulling up nothing. Do you have another zip code?
What's our zip code here? 622. Yeah, 62265.
65. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's not a problem. And your first and last name, please.
My name is Ellen Roberts.
Ms. Roberts, may I have your shipping address for verification, starting with 30?
300 South Railway Street, New Baden, Illinois.
Thank you. And I do see, ma'am, a contest entry that brought you into a meal planner with Bytub.
Nope.
Some kind of survey?
Nope. Okay. Never did.
Okay. So does this mean fraud, or does it mean you don't remember?
It's fraud.
Or?
No, it's fraud. My bank has it fraud. It's fraud.
Oh, I see. Okay, so do you want me to pass you to the supervisor to work out this situation?
No, my bank's taking care of that. I just needed to call so you can cancel anything under my name.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
So let me cancel this. I see.
And
I'm so sorry,
If I need to speak with a supervisor, I don't know how it works under, you know, your departments or anything. But
well, what is your, you're simply having the bank handle this situation. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I need you to put something in there stating this is fraud. So if anybody comes back and tries to do anything again, mm-hmm. you will know.
Okay, 1 minute for me, please.
Okay.
I'm still here. 1 minute, please.
Okay.
So, ma'am,
uh-huh.
when you say you're dealing with fraud, you're saying that you have an open dispute regarding this purchase or some other, or just in general with your card?
No, it's this purchase and one other purchase that my
okay.
card was compromised and frauded.
Okay, because I just wanted to say to you that if you have an open dispute with the company, be careful in two things, with the bank. If they ask this company or any company for a terms and conditions and finds it legitimate, any money they give you back, they will charge back again, and you will not have any money from the company or the bank. So it's best to get on the phone when you want a refund, get a bank representative to come with you on the phone and on your behalf, or either with you or without you, on your behalf, say, we've dropped the dispute. And we want full refund. So that's how you know you will get a refund. Say it again.
I'm not understanding what you mean. I mean, somebody stole my information, and I've got to do what now?
So I'm not sure about the whole thing. Only you know. I'm just saying sometimes, like, for an example, if you've if you entered a survey, if you did a survey and you didn't read the terms and conditions, and that you did a survey on one end, or you did you purchased some product and simultaneously it brought you into a membership or a subscription that you didn't read about in the terms and conditions. So it really is something you did, but you didn't know, and you think someone stole your information. Then if you open with the bank an official dispute, one thing the bank has to do is ask the company for their terms and conditions. If their terms and conditions prove legal, you don't get the money back from the bank or the company. Right?
Okay.
But the company doesn't want a dispute, so they would be willing for the bank to call in and say, we have dropped the dispute, but we still want the refund on behalf of the customer. And the company will give you the full refund. Okay? So you just pay attention to all that, okay? Again, I don't know the other situation, but be aware of terms and conditions. That's my point. Okay?
Okay. Nope, that makes sense. And
yes, ma'am.
What are you going to do for me today, Jenny?
Say it again, please.
What are you going to do for me today? Because I don't...
So right
I mean,
now,
I can,
you've...
I can guarantee...
Go ahead, I'm listening, ma'am.
I can guarantee you I did not file for anything or buy anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I tell people there's just all kind of things happening on technology. So
mm-hmm.
The end of the day, you want your money back.
Correct.
That's your bottom line. So I would say this to my aunt, my mother, my friend, you know, it's what I do.
Right.
I know to call the company, but I get my bank rep on because that's an authority.
Right.
But then because the company doesn't want to dispute, that bank person is the authority that gets to tell the company, we are dropping the dispute. We're not coming after you. But we want the refund for the customer. And then everything in the account from the company has to be shut down, and then the company and you and the bank decide how you're going to do in terms of protecting your card or new card or old
right.
card, whatever. That's on you all. But you
right.
shut everything
and I've
down.
I've already done that.
Right.
They've already done that.
But so many times the terms and conditions have you're buying this pencil, but you're also being enrolled in this subscription and you don't know it because no one read
right.
the terms and conditions.
And that's why I don't do anything like that.
Right.
So
sometimes it just happens accidentally. You do a little survey and you don't know the survey is connected to this whole other situation.
Yeah. And I don't even do surveys.
Okay.
So
I'm
yeah,
just letting you
I
know all the
right.
possibilities, and then only you can, you know, conduct yourself accordingly, you know.
Right.
So
right.
I'm just letting you know
so,
in terms of getting an actual refund. So all I'm doing right now is acknowledging I'm shutting down the account. Because you said to make sure that no one is using your account for any kind of purchases or activity. So that's being
correct.
Done.
I'm
acknowledging you and the bank are in a dispute situation. If you call back and say we are dropping the dispute, I'm making note that you get your refund. Okay?
Okay.
And that's up to you if you do it or not. I'm just telling you what I'm doing to help and
so if I told you I want to drop that dispute today. And just want my refund. You can do that.
Correct. Yes. The bank can do it. The bank can call right in and say, I'm dropping the dispute.
Okay.
We want the refund.
Okay.
And that's any agent. It's not just me. I can
right.
make note and yes, go ahead.
Right. But the bank needs to do that.
Correct. The authority.
Okay.
That has the power to drop the dispute.
Okay. Nope. Mm-hmm. I completely understand.
Yes.
That's absolutely no problem there. I completely understand. Okay.
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay.
And we do hope everything works itself out because we know the pressure of this, you know?
No, oh, you are. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, I'm sure, you know, you guys get your people that are not very nice on the other end too. I understand. So that's why I wanted to call and give you the information and let you know, what was going on so that going forward, because it looks like there was two withdrawals from my account from you guys.
Say it again. Oh, two withdrawals. Okay.
Yeah, I've got the only two I've seen lately on my bank statement was the 7-Eleven and 613.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Yeah. Can you see anything other than that?
Hold on 1 minute, please. Let me see here. So six, what is it now? When did you say?
June 13th. And then today.
Okay, so what you need, yeah, so our dates are just a little different because there's when we charge it, and then there's when you actually receive it as a charge. So we have June 9th and July 9th.
Okay.
And then it's whenever it actually works itself out in your account.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So nothing else is going to come out of my account as of going forward.
Everything's been shut down. That is correct.
I appreciate all your help, Jenny. Would you have a call reference number for this call?
Yes. 1 minute for me, please.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm finishing notation so that if you call back, you get your refund.
Okay.
1 minute,
yeah,
please.
I'll see if my bank can, we can do this tomorrow or something. And just that way, you know, it's all done and we don't have to worry going forward.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, you ready?
I sure am.
So it's C like Charlie. And then it is 9208992226.
Okay. I've got C as in Charlie, 9208992226.
Yes, ma'am.
Jenny, thank you for. I appreciate all the information and the help. I really do. Thank you.
The best
so
to
much.
You, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer
thank
support.
You.
Have a great day. Okay.
You too.
Thank
you,
ma'am. You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.